hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Michael.
And this is Pizza Nerds, a podcast about making great pizza at home.
This is episode one, Origin Stories.
And we want to let you know that we're joined by our very talented friend, Jason. He's our producer. Say hi, Jason.
Hi, I'm...
I just treated you like a dog. Say hi, Jason. So sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like the treat now.
There you go. There's peach cobbler in the kitchen. You guys, we're so glad that you are joining us for this show for Pizza Nerds. Michael, we're like so nerdy about pizza to the point where we're like, let's see if other people want to be as nerdy as we are. And
absolutely,
here we are with microphones in Jason's living room. It's fantastic. So you guys, we are going to, in this episode, we just want to kind of lay down what it means to really be a pizza nerd, why pizza is important to us, maybe why it is important to you in the context of the show, and then even why we're going to get like all into history. You did some research.
I did some.
I did some. Why pizza is important in culture too. So we're just really, really glad that you're here. And even if you don't bake pizza, I mean, we hope you do, but this is going to help you nerd out regardless and be excited about it. So tell me, Michael, what is like, do you have like a pizza origin story? Like, do you have like a seminal moment of when pizza became part of your life?
Yes, of course I do. So I grew up around homemade pizza. My mom made it. She made the pan style in the cookie sheet pretty often or regularly. And I also had an uncle who is quite a pizza maker, and I remember him visiting and making pizza for the family and buying like tons of expensive cheese. And that was probably my first experience with somebody, you know, taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, today about what I played on a soccer team when I was probably 6 or 7, and the dad of one of the kids on the team owned a pizzeria outside of Philly.
So instead of like orange slices after soccer practice, did you get like homemade pizzas?
That would have been awesome. But we did second to that. Maybe we did go and get a tour of the pizzeria.
Nice.
I remember like really vividly going down into the basement of this old building and seeing like where they kept the flour. And I remember the like, you know, hundreds of pizza boxes that they had, you know, put together and stacked up ready to get delivered
Wow.
out. So yeah. So I think that's where my earliest pizza memories are. And then just, you know, by now hundreds of Friday nights making
pizza
at the
house. So many Friday nights. And oh my word. You know, it's funny, 'cause I was trying to think like, if there's a time when pizza was like a big deal in my house, homemade pizza never was. Mm. We were a Pizza Hut pan supreme family. For a really long time. And so, ironically, the first memory I have of homemade pizza was as a grown-up, and Jason, it involved your wife, because I used to teach cooking classes. And I did, for some strange reason, did homemade pizza classes, not really having any idea what I was doing.
Okay.
I think I made a recipe off the internet, and I was like, this worked fine. I can teach people how to do this. And so, like, I even remember they wanted to do a whole wheat dough. And I was like, well, that'll work fine. You can just sub out all whole wheat flour for, like, just white flour and maybe add some more yeast so it's softer. I had no idea.
Nice.
And we did it. It was so gross. Like, I feel like I need to give Elisa her money back. It's fine. But I obviously was passionate about people making it at home. Even if I didn't know that it was good, it was still important that I wanted it to be less scary and like completely accessible in your own home. So I feel like the desire's been there a long time, but the craft took a lot longer to develop, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, in terms of like people who are listening, I kind of want to give just sort of some parameters of like, if you are listening, that you know that you're sort of in the right place. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about being a pizza nerd, it is very different from being a pizza expert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we both know a decent amount of pizza. You know a lot more than I do because you've been doing it more. And I feel like you're more, would you say you're the more like a researchery person? Don't you think?
I research. I don't retain I research.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fine. But I feel like when I have a question, you know the answer
Yeah.
more than I know Maybe. The answer to your questions.
Maybe.
Actually, I don't even think you ask me questions. I'm realizing I'm offended. It's fine. It's fine. But no, like in terms of expert, mm-hmm. we're not really experts.
No, we're not experts.
We just really love pizza. And so there, it's really important for you listening. Like you don't have to know a whole lot. In fact, I think it's actually kind of helpful at first that you don't, because the whole point of making pizza at home is for the experience. Mm-hmm. You can nerd out on like how, like hydration and all that stuff, which we'll talk about. But the point is to not be scared and to see that pizza is like one of the most communal foods
right.
out there. So we just want to make sure that if you're like, I've never made pizza at home, I'm afraid of yeast or whatever it is. That's a sentence that's been said to me multiple times by multiple people. That's fair yeah. and okay. And you're totally in the right place.
That's right. Yeah. So, I think more than anything, what you and I love about it, or maybe what allows us to have made good pizza, is that we're willing to just try it.
Totally.
So if we see a recipe we're interested in, sure.
Yeah.
We'll give it a try.
And I think too, that there's a quote from one of the books, because you have quite a library yeah. of pizza cookbooks. And from one of those, there's a quote that's, there's no such thing as perfect pizza.
Right.
There's just not. And so the goal of this whole show is not to like make everyone perfectionist when it comes to pizza, that you can make the best pizza ever all the time. That's just an impossible ask.
Right.
There's so many different kinds. We're going to learn about all that, but just not lower your expectations in the sense of like, this isn't important, mm-hmm. but they don't have to be as rooted in expertise as you think they do.
That's right.
Okay. So nerd out on history pizza, the history of pizza, please.
All right. So we thought it would be really fun to just kind of take a look back at where pizza came from. And it turns out it is, it's both very old and kind of also pretty recent that it's become such a thing. So the legends go back to as early as like the 5th century that flatbread, they didn't call it pizza at the time, but food that's, you know, made on flatbread and with stuff on it was happening even like among Persian soldiers. There was some stuff I read about them cooking it on their shields, like
that
out on the battlefield. I don't know if that's true, but it's pretty awesome.
I like that story.
Yeah. The first time that the word pizza is recorded was around, it was in 997. And there's a really weird story to this where this bishop says that 12 pizzas have to be delivered to this place every Christmas and Easter. I have no idea if that's true or not.
Is he there? Is he going to eat it?
Yeah,
or is
it was just some like sort of like long-term agreement that he had with another person. and that was like the, you know, the terms of the agreement, I guess. But so really where the pizza that we know starts to happen is in the 16th century. That's when tomatoes arrive from Europe to Europe from North America. And at the time, they were called the golden apple, and people thought they were poisonous because they were making people not feel well. It was like a, you know, a food that they weren't used to eating.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it really started as a food that only really poor people would eat. Like people who had means were not touching this tomato.
Wow.
And so pizza, it started to get put on, it was a very cheap food because of that. And so it started to get put on bread, and the pizza that we know started to develop. Hmm. And so that's how it really started, as kind of a street food. Vendors on the street were selling it. It was carried. It was a very portable food. And so people took it with them as they walked down the street and ate. And so that's kind of like maybe the birth of the modern day pizza. The first Italian cookbook that included a tomato sauce was in 1694. So skip ahead to 1830. The first pizzeria opens in Naples. This is sort of becomes the home of the modern day pizza. You know, Naples is still like the mecca of Neapolitan pizza.
That's like the dream, is that we're going to take a field trip to Naples.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And we're going to eat more pizza than we could like
so great.
Ever should eat.
You're like 85. So good. Go ahead.
So good. The restaurant's still open.
That's wild.
You know, it's like almost 200 years old.
That's
and
bonkers.
It's still open and serving pizza. They also make this cool pizza. I do not know how to pronounce this, but it's essentially like the Italian word for portfolio, and it's folded like a wallet.
Nice.
So not just in half, but sort of like if you imagine the tip getting folded first toward the crust and then folded in half, it's almost like a little wallet shaped thing. So it's like really portable because it doesn't even drip on you. It's pretty awesome. They still sell that. And then if we cross the ocean to the United States, New York City, the first pizzeria opens in 1905, Lombardi's. It is also still open.
In some ways, that's like shocking that it's still open, but also that there has only been a pizzeria in the United States for like 100 and something years.
Right.
That's crazy.
Exactly. Which is like what I mean when I say it's a very old style of food, but it's not old
it's
when
not
you
old.
Think of it that way.
It's wild.
Considering how like huge it is in America.
Totally.
And around the world. So that's in 1905. It really at that point though was only really appealing to like Italian American immigrants. Like that it was created around the community of Italians that had moved to the US and they were wanting food from their country. And so just like every other immigrant group that came, you know, their own restaurants serving their own kind of food, you know, sprouted up. And it wasn't until after World War II, where soldiers, like US soldiers, experienced eating pizza in Europe and kind of like fell in love with it. Mm. And when they came back and started to settle in to normal lives post-war, that they were like, where can we get pizza? That was so amazing. We want pizza. And so new pizzerias started to sprout up all the time. And that's really when chains started as well. Mm. All the modern ones that we know started around that side, that time. Shakey's Pizza, which I've never eaten at, but it's the first chain that opened out in California.
Should I know Shakey's Pizza? I've never heard of Shakey's.
I haven't either. But I don't know. Maybe it never made it to, we're in North Carolina. Yeah. So that's the really quick rundown of the history of pizza. And as you all know, if you're listening to this podcast, it is a cultural icon. I mean, everywhere you go, you're in within a few miles of a pizza place now.
Which is, again, this is the nerd part, that it's like, how can something, I mean, the Jonas Brothers don't get that popular that fast. It's like, how does something go? I could feel the shimmer off of y'all of like the Jonas Brothers.
do they make pizza?
But no, like how something really, in terms of how iconic it is, that it hasn't been around that long. So that just shows the power of pizza.
It's magical.
It is. It's so good. Well, and also I mentioned before the thing about how pizza is like such a communal food.
Yeah.
You can't really, I was going to say you can't eat pizza alone. Clearly you can. We all have multiple times. But in terms of like by design, generally it's, you know, it's made to be shared.
That's right.
Because it is hard to eat one on your own. But even the making of it, that's something that I feel like we've also experienced just being friends and like combining our pizza Fridays on occasion, like how fun it is to not just eat pizza in community, but make pizza in community.
Yep.
So, and that is really kind of as we wrap up this basics episode, that's sort of the whole point is this is if you're new to making pizza or if you are, like we said, like a nerd, like we are, the whole point of this is like a, almost like a, the starting line.
Yeah.
If you're new to making pizza in community, we'll start being your community and you can be encouraged to kind of start this on your own, in your own home with your own people. So,
yeah. And in fact, one thing that I would add to my origin story that we talked about in the beginning is actually where our pizza stories combine, which is that, when we had pizza with you for the first time at your house, you served pizza like progressive dinner style.
Yeah, just made them one at a time.
One at a time.
Yeah.
We ate them as they came out of the oven and then we like made the next pizza after we ate it.
Yeah.
After we ate the one before. And that really changed the way I thought about serving pizza to people because I'd done it dozens of times, but it'd always been a little bit stressful to me to have it with people, even though I wanted to have it with people, but it was like, man, how do I time it so that like, I got to try to figure out how to cook two pizzas at once and keep them hot while the next two are cooking and like present it all at once on the table where everyone's waiting. And it was like really hard to do. Pizza is very hard to do like that in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way it's like a tasting more than a like dinner, you know, where it's not a sit down dinner as much as it's almost like you're going to a wine tasting.
Right.
And I've loved it.
Yeah. It's really, it's nice to kind of have a casual, it's like a, it's got a built in hospitality, I think pizza does, because you are inviting people into the entire process from start to finish.
Right.
But pizza is so familiar that it's not scary to anybody.
Yeah.
Like even if you're putting unusual toppings on it, it's still pizza. The vehicle is still nostalgic and familiar and safe. And so I just think there's something really lovely about, like it's what I always make when people come over for the first time.
Yep.
Hence that whole thing that we made pizza when y'all came over, but because it just kind of puts people at ease. You don't worry about like, okay, let's all gather around at the table. You know, like you said, where it's like a dinner, it's like a beginning and end dinner. It's a whole like process and mood and, that's very disarming and familiar. And I just love it.
It's like food and entertainment combined.
Like all together. And I can't even throw my pizza in the air. So like, it's still entertaining. I can't even toss mine in the air.
And not to make it, not to elevate it too much, but it's like an orchestral piece. It's like each pizza is a movement.
Yeah.
Like, one is like brighter. One is more, I don't know.
Sure.
Rich.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it's so great. It's really
neat. The last ones are sad.
They have all like the remnants. It's like so pitiful. And it's the last one in the oven, all the things. Oh, that's so great. Well, I'm so glad that even that, like, and that's what we're hoping to do, even with the show, is like to offer sort of techniques and perspectives to actually make the actual pizza and make dough and make sauce. But really those tiny things, like you don't have to have it all ready at the same time.
Right.
And you can, but it sure does make it more complicated and you lose a lot of the magic of a homemade pizza in the first place. So anyway, we are just really, really excited that you are listening, fellow pizza nerds. So we do want to let you know that we have an Instagram account and we will post some photos of pizza that we make. We'll get on there and do stories. Maybe we'll go live on a Pizza Friday sometime.
Yeah.
Who knows? But you can follow us on Instagram at Pizza Nerds Co. C-O. Pizza Nerds Co. That's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening to Pizza Nerds. I'm Kendra. He's Michael. And we are glad that you are a pizza nerd too. We'll see you next time. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.